Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works, and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Shows word for word. Pardon me, I'm Pastor Steve, and this is my 407th word-for-word show. Last show we left off in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verse 31. We finished that, so we're going to start with verse 32 of chapter 25 today. We'll see how far we get. 24 was so long and had so many notes, I just didn't want to short it. So that's not how I do my shows. I want to give a thorough coverage, and if it takes another show, then it does. You know, hey, what the heck. My website is https://... www.pastor.steve.com. Now, if you dial up something else or you just Google Pastor Steve, you're going to get all kinds of strange stuff. You won't get me, okay? That's how you get me. I just gave you the way to get my website, because there's a bunch of them out there. I can't help that. Let's get started with verse 32. I would ask everybody that they have something to write with, because I give copious notes. I mean, I really load you up on notes. And this will be no exception. They're just lots of notes. That's the way it is. Verse 32 of chapter 25 of the book of Matthew. And all the nations shall be gathered before him, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates his sheep from the goats. Okay, his people, the sheep. The other people, the goats. Verse 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Verse 34. Then the sovereign shall say to those on his right hand, Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the reign prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And here is verse 35 and 36. And the notes for 35 and 36 are Sirach, the book of Sirach in the Apocrypha, chapter 7, verses 32 through 36. Okay? Sirach 7, 32 through 36. Verse 35. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Was, pardon me, verse 36. Was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Now, he's talking about all the brothers and sisters of Israel, what you do for them. He's identifying us as part of him, okay? Verse 37. Then the righteous shall answer him, saying, Master, when did we see you hungry and we fed you, or thirsty and gave you to drink? And verse 38, when did we see you a stranger and took you in, or naked and clothed you? Verse 39, and when did we see you sick or in prison and we came to you? Verse 40, and the sovereign shall answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, in so far as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me. In other words, we are to help our brethren, our Israelite brethren, not the goat people. I'm talking about the Israelite brethren. That's not sending Bibles to Africa or any of that nonsense. That's helping those of our own. Charity begins at home. Verse 41, he shall then also say to those on the left hand, that's the goat people, and the Israelites that were not faithful, and the Israelites that were betrayers, and the Israelites that were liars and deceivers. I mean, it gives you a whole laundry list of things that these people have not done. They may be of the house of Israel, but they sure didn't behave like it. He shall say, then also say to those on the left hand, Go away from me, accursed ones, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his messengers. Verse 42, for I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. Verse 43, I was a stranger and you did not take me in. Was naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Verse 44, then they also shall answer him saying, Master, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not serve you? Verse 45, this locks it in, folks. Verse 45, Then he shall answer them, saying, Truly I say to you, insofar as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Verse 46. And you can reference the book of Daniel, chapter 12, verse 2. That's Daniel 12, 2. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. Okay, the ones that are going into punishment will include Israelites. You understand that? Not all Israel is going to have eternal life. Not all Israel is going to go into the kingdom, because there's a lot of Israelites that won't obey. It's only the ones that will be obedient and follow the master. Those that have not followed the master and have tried to harm the others, and the backbiters and the backstabbers and the liars and the greedy people, and the people that just don't care about their brethren, they'd rather help some foreigner than one of their own brothers. The people that hate their own race, the white race, the people that do business with the Jews and try to harm their other Israelites. There's a whole laundry list of people that are not going to make it. They're going to suffer the second death. I have been preaching for years, obey, 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 obey. Please listen and obey. Follow the master. Follow the teachings. Do what he tells you. Repent and come out from Babylon. I have a faithful remnant. I have a following here that listens. And they look up. That's why I give all these references, so they can look them up. Those are the ones that are going to make it. And the ones that, oh man, listen to this old fool. Okay. I'm an old fool. That's cool. Okay, yay. When that day comes, don't cry to me, because it's out of my hands. Okay, now we're into chapter 26. Let me set the chapter 25 notes aside. There's a whole bunch of notes for 26. Yeah, like my notes. I make a lot of notes because they're necessary, and they take you all over, and they help your studies. You know, that's the whole thing. And the people that listen to my show are the studiers. Okay, they're into it. Verse 1 of chapter 26. And it came to be, when Yeshua ended all these words, he said to his taught ones, verse 2, and you can reference verse 2, you can reference Exodus 12, I still got that chest congestion, Exodus 12, verses 1 through 27, Exodus 12, verses 1 through 27. I picked up a summer cold somewhere. I don't know what's going on, but if I talk too long or too hard, I tend to cough. I'm sorry about that. Verse 2 of chapter 26. You know that after 2 days, the Pesach, that's Passover, takes place. And the son of Adam, that would be him, is going to be delivered up to be impaled. Not crucified, impaled. Okay. They hung it. It was a single stake. It didn't have a crossbar on it. And they use it, that cross, and it's meaningless. Verse 3. Then the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people came together at the court of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas. Okay. Chief priests and the scribes and the elders. Verse 4. and plotted to seize Yeshua by trickery and kill him. They sure did. But they said, not at the festival, lest there be an uproar among the people. Because the people knew he was a prophet, he was a healer, and all of that. They didn't want to rouse the people up. They had enough trouble. Verse 6, and when Yeshua was in Bethana at the house of Shimon the leper, Verse 7, and you can reference Luke 7, 37 and 38. That's the book of Luke 7, verses 37 and 38. A woman came to him having an alabaster flask of costly perfume, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. Verse 8. And when his taught ones saw it, they were much displeased, saying, to what purpose is this waste? Verse 9. For this perfume could have been sold for much and given to the poor. Verse 10. However, when Yeshua noticed it, he said to them, why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work toward me. Verse 11. And you can reference Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 11. Deuteronomy 15, 11. For you always have the poor with you, but me you do not have always. Okay. Verse 12. For in pouring this perfume on my body, she did it for my burial. Verse 13. Truly I say to you, wherever this good news is proclaimed in all the world, what this woman has done shall be spoken of also to her remembrance. In other words, she did a good work toward the Messiah out of love. Verse 14, and here we are. And they have it right here. Then one of the 12 called Yehuda from Kerioth. All right. And it's Yehuda, ish, man of or from Kerioth, which is a town in the border of Edom. It's an Edomite. Yehuda, ish, Kerioth, went to the chief priests. Verse 15, and said, verse 15, you can reference Zechariah chapter 11, verse 12. That's Zechariah, pardon me, 11, verse 12. And said, what would you give me to deliver him up to you? Ooh, what scum, what a snake. What would you give me to deliver him up to you? The betrayer. He had to have him with him because he had to be betrayed in order to redeem the rest of us. And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. Verse 16. And from then on he was seeking an occasion to deliver him up, plotting behind his back. And Yeshua knew this. I mean, this is Yahweh in the flesh of a man. You think he didn't know the plots of this devil? Of course he did. But he had to be betrayed and he had to be murdered in order for the blood sacrifice to redeem us from our sins. This is in Yahweh's plans. Yahweh does not do frivolousness. Okay? He just, you know, all of this is intentional. There is no accident here. There's no accident that he had a devil with him. This is Yahweh. We try to figure how we work, and we can't even live our own lives and run our own lives, and we're going to do a divine plan like this? Come on. We need to leave these egos that we've got behind, because we are such fools most of the time, myself included. I'm not pointing fingers at other people. I'm pointing them at all of us, including the guy in the mirror. I'm so glad Yahweh is in charge, because we would bollocks everything up. We are just such idiots. Okay. Verse 17. And on the first day of unleavened bread, the taught ones came to Yeshua, saying, "Where do you wish us to prepare for you to eat the Pesach, the Passover?" Verse 18. And he said, Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, "The teacher says, my time is near. I am to perform the Pesach at your house with my taught ones." Verse 19. And the taught ones did as Yeshua had ordered them and prepared the Pesach. That's the big Passover meal with all the stuff. Verse 20. And when evening came, he sat down with the 12. Verse 21. Now here's where he outs the demon. Okay. And while they were eating, he said, "Truly, I say to you, one of you shall deliver me up." Verse 22, and they were deeply grieved. Yeah. I mean, they loved him, all but Iscariath. Okay, he was the devil. He had to be there. And they were deeply grieved and began to say to him, each of them, "Master, is it I? Master, is it I?" They were worried that they might do it. And he, verse 23, and he answering said, "He who has dipped his hand with me in the dish, he shall deliver me up." Verse 24, indeed, the son of Adam goes as it has been written concerning him, but woe to that man by whom the son of Adam is delivered up. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Verse 25, and Yehuda, he who delivered him up, answering said, "Rabbi, is it I?" That means teacher, okay? And Yeshua said, don't call anybody rabbi. He said to him, "You have said it." Whew. Verse 26. And you can reference Psalms 41, verse 9. That's Psalms 41, verse 9 for verse 26. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread, and having blessed, broke, and gave it to the taught ones, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body." All right, this is the thing that we do at Passover. Verse 27, and taking the cup and giving thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you." Verse 28, I'll give the references after I'm done with the verse. For this is my blood, that of the renewed covenant. You understand? Renewed covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. He's going to redeem us. And for verse 28, you can reference Exodus 24, verse 8. That's Exodus 24, verse 8. And Jeremiah 31, verses 31 through 34. That's Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. Verse 29. But I say to you, I shall certainly not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on till that day when I drink it anew with you in the reign of my Father. In other words, when he returns. Okay? Verse 30. And having sung a song, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Verse 31, and you can reference Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7, Mark chapter 14, verse 27, and John chapter 16, verse 32. That's Zechariah 13, verse 7, Mark 14, verse 27, and John, pardon me, 16, verse 32. That's for verse 31. Then Yeshua said to them, all of you shall stumble in me this night. In other words, they're all going to get scared and deny him. For it has been written, I shall strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. Okay. Verse 32. And verse 32, you can reference the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16. But after I have been raised, I shall go before you into Galil. Now that's what they would call Galilee, but it's Galil. Verse 33. And Kepha, that's Peter, answering, said to him, even if all stumble in you, I shall never stumble. He spoke too soon. And Yeshua said to him, truly, I say to you that this night, before the cock crows, you shall deny me three times. It's all well and good, you know, we'll stop right here. It's all well and good to be real brave when you're with the master and you're with a group or whatever. Oh, I'm going to do this and I'm strong and I'm going to do this and do that. But when it hits the fan and you're facing it, it's a whole different story. Whole different story. Listen to him brag here. Verse 35. Kepha said to him, even if I have to die with you, I shall not deny you. All the taught ones said the same too. Yep. They all... brag, brag, brag. Oh, I know we're tough. We're strong. We're going to do this, and all of this, and then it hits the fan, and things changed. Verse 35. I've read that. Okay. Verse 36. Then Yeshua came with them to a place called Gethsemane. And said to the taught ones, sit here while I go over there and pray. In other words, he wanted to go pray alone because he knew what he was facing. and the body that he was inhabiting was going to be tortured. And he was getting ready to do this for us. But it didn't make it any easier. He was going to have to suffer all the stuff that we would suffer. Because he loved us so much. Okay? That's the whole deal. Verse 37. And he took with him Kepha and the two sons of Zabdi. And he began to be grieved and deeply distressed. Verse 38. Then he said to them, my being is exceedingly grieved, even unto death. Stay here and watch with me. In other words, just watch while I pray. Verse 39. And going forward a little, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not as I desire, but as you desire. Because he was in the body of a man, and he knew the horrors he was going to have to face. Whew. That's heavy duty, man. You know, that even for him, it was tough. Verse 40. And he came to the taught ones and found them asleep and said to Kepha, so, were you not able to watch with me 1 hour? Verse 41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into trial. The spirit indeed is eager, but the flesh is weak. Verse 42. Again he went away a second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it is impossible for this to pass unless I drink it, let your desire be done. To drink the cup of death and torture for us. Oh, you realize the import of this? What he just, you know. This body that I inhabit is going to be just tortured. I know I'm going to feel all the pain of men. Is there any other way that we can get this done? And there isn't. And he had to do it. Whew. And they don't get it when they say in Scripture, for God so loved his order of arrangement that he gave his only begotten Son. And you don't think it hurt the Father that this is the only way that he could redeem his people? People don't understand the gift that has been given to us. They just don't get it. Man. Verse 43. And again he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Verse 44. And he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Verse 45. Then he came to his taught ones and said to them, still sleeping and taking rest? See, the hour has come near, and the Son of Adam is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Verse 46. Rise, let us go. See, he who delivers me up has come near. Verse 47. And while he was still speaking, see, Yahuda, one of the 12, that's Iscariot, with a large crowd with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people. That's verse 47. Verse 48. And he who was delivering him up gave them a sign, saying, whomever I kiss, it is he, seize him. Verse 49. And going straight up to Yeshua, he says, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him. Even after Yeshua said, don't call anybody, don't call me Rabbi. But he called him Rabbi. He was evil. Okay, I'm sorry, that's what he was. Verse 50. And Yeshua said to him, friend, why have you come? Then they came and laid hands on Yeshua and seized him. Verse 51 and 52 of this chapter, you can reference the book of Luke. Chapter 22, verses 50 and 51. This is verse 51 and 52. This is a note for both of them. Luke 22, chapter 22. Verses 50 and 51. And look, one of those with Yeshua put out his hand and drew his sword. And striking the servant of the high priest, he cut off his ear. Had a sword. Verse 52. Then Yeshua said to him, return your sword to its place, for all who take the sword shall die by the sword. In other words, you cannot save me right this minute. It's not the time to take up a sword. I have to do this. In other words, so don't interfere by chopping off somebody's ear. Okay? Verse 53. Or do you think that I am not able to pray to my Father now, and he shall provide me with more than 12 legions of messengers? That would be avenging angels. How, verse 54, how then would the scriptures be filled that it has to be this way? In other words, don't interfere, don't draw a sword, don't fight now, because I have to be allowed to be sacrificed. I've got my betrayer here. He did his thing. Now I'm betrayed. Now they're going to take me and do all these horrible things to me. Don't interfere or nobody's going to get redeemed. You will doom all of Israel. Okay, verse 55. You can reference the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 47. That's Luke 19:47. And chapter 21, verse 37. 21:37. That's Luke 19:47 and 21:37. In that hour, Yeshua said to the crowds, have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to arrest me? Daily I sat with you, teaching in the set apart place, and you did not seize me. Verse 56. But all this came to be that the scriptures of the prophets might be filled. In other words, the redemption is going to take place. Okay. Here you go. Then all the taught ones left him and fled. All the ones that talked tough before. Oh, we'll be with you unto death. They all ran away. Verse 57. And those who had seized Yeshua led him away to Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. Now, these are the Edomites, okay? These were not real Israelites. Let's just get that together. Verse 58. But Kepha followed him at a distance to the courtyard of the high priest, and he went in and sat with the servants to see the end. Verse 59. And the chief priests and the elders and all the council were seeking false witness against Yeshua to put him to death. Verse 60. But found none. Although many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at last, two false witnesses came forward. Verse 61, and you can reference the book of John, chapter 2, verse 19. That's John 2, 19. And said, this one said, I am able to destroy the dwelling place of Elohim and to build it in 3 days. He was talking about his own temple, not the temple. Verse 62. And the high priest stood up and said to him, have you no answer to make? What do these witnesses against you? Verse 63. But Yeshua remained silent. So the high priest said to him, I put you to oath by the living Elohim that you say to us, if you are the Messiah, the son of Elohim. Verse 64. And you can reference the book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 13, and Psalm 110, verse 1. That's Daniel 7. Verse 13, and Psalm 110, verse 1. Yeshua said to him, you have said it. Beside, I say to you, from now on you shall see the Son of Adam sitting at the right hand of the power and coming on the clouds of heaven. 65 and 66. Verse 65 and 66, the reference is the book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse 16. That's Leviticus 24, 16. 65 and 66. Then the high priest tore his garments, saying, he has blasphemed. Why do we need any more witnesses? See, now you have heard his blasphemy. Verse 66. What do you think? And they answering said, he is liable to death. That was a picked crowd. Okay, that's like a stacked courtroom today where you don't get justice. Yeshua knew that, and Yahweh knew that it had to happen. These are the Christ killers that are judging him. The ones that worship the Babylonian Talmud. They gathered together all of their little cabal. Verse 67, you can reference Isaiah 50, verse 16. Isaiah 50, verse 16. Then they spat in his face and beat him, and others slapped him, saying, "Prophesy to us, Messiah, who is the one that struck you?" Oh, you dirt balls. That's how they do it. And they get us the same way when they get us where we're in a position and they're strong and we're weak. That's how they deal with us. Verse 69. And Cephas sat outside in the courtyard, and the servant girl came to him, saying, "And you were with Yeshua of Galilee." Verse 70. But he denied it before them all, saying, "I do not know what you say." That's number one. Verse 71. And as he was going out onto the porch, another girl saw him and said to those there, "And this one was with Yeshua of Nazareth." Verse 72. But he denied with an oath, "I do not know the man." That's two. Okay, that's two. That's number two. Verse 73. And after a while, those who stood by came to him and said to Cephas, "Truly, you are one of them too, for even your speech gives you away." Verse 74. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, "I do not know the man." And immediately a cock crowed. That was the third time. Verse 75. And Cephas remembered the word of Yeshua, who had said to him, "Before a cock crows, you shall deny me three times." And going out, he wept bitterly. Well, I guess. Whew. That's heavy. And that ends chapter 26. I don't have the time today. I have about 13 minutes. Chapter 27 is quite long. It's 66 verses, and then chapter 28 is very short. So I'll talk about what's coming up, and then the next show I will do chapter 27 and 28, because if I get into it, I don't want to interrupt chapter 27. It's very powerful, and I really need to give it a full show. But we've had all of this teaching that he's done, and he tells his taught ones what's coming. He also tells them, let me get a little drink of coffee, what they're going to do. Of course, they break, "Oh, no, we're with you till the end," and all of that. But what's it say? His taught ones fled. They all ran away. They all ran away. Even at that point, after they had been with him under all kinds of situations, walked with him, talked with him, did all of that with the Messiah, their fear of the loss of their earthly life hindered them. They were worried about the loss of their earthly life. And later on, they all repented of that, and it just ate them up. And eventually, the rest of them, they were all executed for preaching the word. They killed them all. They didn't waver after that, but right then, Yeshua knew they were going to fall out. He knew it. They were men. They had never seen anything like this in their life. This man that they'd seen heal all these people and just walk through and work all these miracles and raise the dead and all that stuff, this was inconceivable to them that he would allow these people to take his life, to kill him by torture. Why? But, you know, they didn't understand the grand plan of Yahweh. This had to take place. He had to suffer our pains for us, to keep us from the second death. They didn't understand the nature of what they were dealing with, the nature of the miracles, the nature of the plan, the nature of the requirements for completion of this plan. Because it was over their heads. It was divine. They couldn't grasp it. It's hard for so many of us today to grasp it. It's still hard. It's rough on us down here on this planet Earth. I mean, we're still frail little man creatures. That's what we are. We're little man creatures. Atomites. Little bitty, weak, sinful, foolish. All of us. Me too. What St. Paul call himself later? I'm the chiefest of sinners. He was persecuting and killing Christians till Yeshua appeared to him and converted him. He was a Pharisee. He was going around doing the work for the Edomites. And the Edomites were plenty happy to have real Israelites and Benjaminites and anybody else with them, like they are today. That they use our people. They're no just wonderful having Judeo-Christian preachers preach how they're the chosen ones and got to support Israel and need to donate and need to do this and need to do that. And they use a Shabbat goy. You know, fools. They consider us animals. They won't tell you that, but they do. We're no better than animals to them. And it's okay to do anything to us. Lie to us, cheat us, steal from us, rob us, kill us. Combination of the above doesn't matter. It's okay. It's open season on us. We can't say anything about them. That's politically incorrect because the prince in power of the air is in charge right now. And they're his children. So they're getting their boost. Well, they've got their day. Okay, we get all upset, yeah. They've got their time. That's right now. But they're running out of time. And that's why they're panicking. So we need to keep the faith. And we need to be faithful. And I will see you on the next Word for Word show. We're going to do Matthew 27 and 28 on the next show. And that will finish the book of Matthew. Then we'll get into Mark. I just couldn't get the whole thing done today. No way, because it's so complicated and there's so many notes, and I'm not going to give you a short show for convenience. I'm not going to do that. This is not a game. This is reality, and it has to have all the respect due it. So we're going to go play a few tunes here. And then I'll bow out and I'll talk to you on the next show. Praise Yahweh.